Everybody, I'm Dr. Kim DeRemo, and welcome to Mind Body TV. I'm going to be sharing today about the coronavirus and how to really stay healthy through this by accessing your power and your presence, and not actually going into fear or making your choices based in fear, but by accessing your higher wisdom so you know what choices will really assist you the most. What's required for you to stay healthy and what's not, and move through this period of time when so many are in a panic in the greatest serenity that's possible for you. We've had a lot of questions coming up in the mind-body community and elsewhere about the coronavirus and about what to do, especially because so many people in this community are already maybe having some kind of immune system compromise or autoimmune disease or chronic fatigue or other illnesses that maybe you don't even know exactly what they are, or they're not well defined. And so then when something like this occurs, it can bring up a lot of fear. How will this affect me? What's going to happen? What do I need to do? And I wanted to assist people who are looking at that in coming into a greater space of serenity so that you have the awareness of what's required or not required and what's going to benefit you the most. Now, this is not just a process for moving through this outbreak of coronavirus or other illnesses and things like that that may arise in your life, but a way to stay present through your life with all of the curveballs that can be thrown our way that can trigger us into fear, and how to actually choose a different path to stay in serenity, connect with your wisdom, and allow that alignment in your physical body to remain in resilience and health. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Hello to everybody who's listening to the podcast or watching the recording here in the Mind Body community in Facebook or on YouTube. Definitely, you can join me here in the Mind Body community if you're not, and if you'd like to be with us on Facebook. And if you're on YouTube, definitely subscribe if this is interesting to you. And hi to everybody who's here live. I always love hearing where people are tuning in from. Victoria in rainy Arizona. It's actually rainy here in Colorado too, which hardly ever happens. And hello, Liam, and everyone who's coming in. Joanna says, I'm recovering from a life-threatening pulmonary embolism and live in Kirkland, the epicenter. I've been so scared as every day I hear of more possible exposure. This is timely. This is a great first comment because it's going to speak to wherever we are living, what fears may be coming up for any of us, you know, and look at what's coming up for you being in the epicenter of things. So especially having had a pulmonary embolism where your body's kind of maybe still recovering to a huge extent, and your immune system might not be at its peak performance to be resilient with, you know, virus or bacteria or other things you encounter. So let's look at this because it's definitely something that's pertinent for all of us. Medical science has shown very concretely for decades that when we are in this chronic stress response or chronic fear state, there's a chemical and physiological change that happens in the body that actually diminishes our immune system's ability to overcome a virus or bacteria or other pathogens like Epstein-Barr or Lyme or things that can become chronic or severely affect our health. And we've also seen medically that the number one most important factor in whether we become sick or stay healthy isn't about the virus or the bacteria and how bad or powerful or destructive it is. And that word is called how virulent. Virulent is the term medically, like how bad and destructive and invasive it may be. But that the factor is actually the host, meaning you and your body. The host factors outweigh the bacteria or virus factors, meaning if your immune system is strong, if you are in resilience, if you have good nutrition and good sleep and your system's in that state of peak health, peak resilience, that you can actually stay healthy despite exposure to some of the most harmful, virulent pathogens, bacteria, viruses, and other things. And we've done these studies to see. In fact, Wim Hof has a really amazing body of research where he's taught people techniques to strengthen their immune system, and then they literally inject endotoxin, meaning the substance that's one of the substances that's expressed by really harmful bacteria, to help them get into your system. And that's the toxin that makes you so sick if you get, you know, infected. They would actually inject people with endotoxin and they would have zero symptoms and stay completely healthy, and their system would clear it. So what is it that's having some systems stay strong and robust and resilient, and other people succumb to even things that are not as invasive as what we're seeing with coronavirus? What is it? So there's a few things, and I posted a few videos on shorter videos on YouTube yesterday, but let's just review some of these things. Our sleep is one thing. These are things you can control. How restorative is your sleep? Are you sleeping enough? Are you getting in deep sleep? We have a sleep audio that can be really helpful at drkimd.com/sleep. That's like a free download, just to do a little sort of energy release, energy clearing before you go to sleep, because your body's like up and around and doing its thing, and it's in one state, and then it's like, oh, all of a sudden I'm supposed to just drop into sleep in this other state. What do I do to prepare myself for that and go through and enhance that transition? So getting appropriate sleep, which I know doesn't always happen, like if you have a young child like I do, or if you have a sleep condition and you're like, I'm already having a hard time sleeping, how can I optimize this? Just look at ways that you can take better care of yourself around sleep during this time when you want to be at your peak resilience. Let some other things go, maybe with like working or other stimulating activities you're doing before bed. The second thing is our nutrition. Taking care of ourselves by eating nutrient-dense food, eating food that's, you know, fresh and whole, and foods that where your body's going to absorb and assimilate nutrients to a higher degree. Sometimes we don't pay as much attention as we could to like the source of our food. I'm not saying go on this really strict diet and only eat organic and don't eat anything processed and you got to make sure. I'm just saying like these are some of the things you can do to nurture yourself through and assist your yourself in being at peak. So take a look at that. Are you afraid with your food? Are you afraid with your sleep? Because this is going to work against you. And then the third thing is your stress, which is really what my work is all about, is looking at how to like shift your relationship with these things that are stressors in your life. Relationships, work, even like past, the past that you may be carrying, or a current illness and current symptoms that are happening, or for Joanna, like, hey, I'm just recovering from pulmonary embolism. That's a major stressor. Now I got this other thing to think about. So is fear actually going to be helpful? Because people will say things like, how afraid should I be? And what they're really meaning is, what's the real risk here? How serious is this? How much do I need to consider? Doesn't necessarily have anything to do with fear. So I'm going to move us into a different space with releasing fear, but accessing our awareness. What do I need to consider? What do I need to think about? What's going to be the choices that I need to be aware of to take the right actions to support myself through this, to stay in health, to move forward with my life? For most of us, a virus like coronavirus, which is one of the causes of the common cold, the coronavirus has been around for essentially ever. We've learned about it, you know, many, many years ago and known that this is a, you know, airborne, acquired or contact acquired virus that, you know, you touch your mouth, you're touching a surface where someone just sneezed and you touch your mouth or you're breathing it in, you can actually get infected. So one of the causes of the common cold, what's happening right now is there's a shift in that virus. So it's spreading a lot more rapidly. And like the flu, which is also a virus, people who are very susceptible, like they're already really sick or fragile, sometimes in elderly populations, there's more fragility in people's health, that they actually can get really, really significantly sick or die It's not because this virus is so powerful and so destructive and so virulent that you're likely to die. It's that it has shifted, so it's actually spreading more easily than usual. If you are having some kind of severe illness or your health is really, really poor, you do want to think more seriously about how you're taking care of yourself. Now, that all being said, fear is never going to be the thing that is going to be your friend. It is awareness that's going to be your friend. We took a trip a week and a half ago, and I considered, like, should we cancel this trip? We're taking our kids, we're flying on a plane. Let me get a sense of what's going on and what's the wisest choice. I did not go into fear. I didn't have to go into fear because I know that's not going to get me anywhere. Fear shuts down your brain's capacity to see clearly and make choices from your wisdom. And as I already mentioned, fear has been shown to dynamically shift your chemistry to one where you're much more susceptible to bacteria and viruses. But I did have a conversation with my husband, kind of like, let's look at this. Let's get some awareness of, is this the right choice? And we both immediately had clarity, like, yep, we're good, we're doing this, we're gonna move forward. Your choice or what's happening for you may be different. And from last week to this week, the choice might be different. But you really can't know that when you're in fear. You literally shut down the ability to access higher wisdom. Now, as a physician, I've always been really interested in the receptivity of the body. How do we access that? Like, where is it in the brain? How do we know what are the best choices? Well, it turns out there are sensory neurites in the space around the heart, in the tissue around our heart. It's like its own brain as far as sensing and distributing information. And this information is at a higher frequency than what most of the thoughts and beliefs and information is that we have in the brain. So you literally, no matter how hard you try to think about it, you're never going to come up with what's the right decision when you're in the mind, because it's a different frequency. So I'm going to share a tool in this broadcast where we begin to access this space around the heart and the awareness that we register here. Let me look at a few more comments. Johnny says, laughing is also good for healing. Well, that's also because the frequency of joy and laughter will access you to joy is closer to this frequency where we register this information of our wisdom, of our awareness, this information of these receptors at the heart. So when we're in a state of joy, the body's relaxed. Chemically, the fear response has resolved. You're not like continuing to produce stress hormones and stress chemicals, which in the chronic state will impair your ability to fight infection. So that reverses. You also generate chemicals like oxytocin and endorphins and antioxidants that protect your body from pathogens and viruses. So yes, I'm not telling you like, oh, don't worry about any of that stuff. Just go and laugh and you'll be fine. I'm saying access your awareness so that you do know what choices will be helpful for you. So thanks, Johnny. Hey, Rachel, Erica, Elaine. Julie says, is there a huge nocebo effect happening too in the population with all this fear process? So the nocebo, you may have heard of the placebo, where we have enhanced health properties physically happening in our body in response to our beliefs. The nocebo effect is the opposite. And yes, that's a good way to put it, Julie. And what the nocebo effect is, an enhanced pain or stress stimulus, like where you get sick, chemistry and physical changes in the body in response to a belief. So if you believe, oh my God, I'm not okay, I'm not safe, this is gonna get me and then my family, and what are we gonna do and our life is over, or even someone like, we had the question earlier from Joanna where I'm recovering from this pulmonary embolism. Well, we could go into fear. Oh my gosh, I'm not okay. My system's weak. That's bad. This is a bad thing. I'm not going to be okay. I got to make sure and hunker down and control and be on high alert, like the fear is serving you, which it's really not. versus, okay, I know my body's got some stuff going on and I need to be uber mindful to nurture myself now, to protect myself now, wash my hands more frequently, sing a little lullaby to my body because fear is not your friend here. Let my body know we're good. I'm doing what we need to do and really nurture your body right now, physically, mentally, and emotionally. So yeah, there are behaviors we know, like you cough into your hand and you like smear it on your computer screen, you know, a keyboard, and then someone goes and types on your computer. This is how we contract a virus. So, you know, they talk about like cough into your elbow or use a tissue or throw that tissue away when you're done with it. Like just be aware of your mucous membranes or your mouth and cough. You could contract an illness this way. If you're in large groups of people and you go into the bathroom, be mindful of what you're doing. It doesn't mean be fearful. They are not the same thing. So yes, for all of us, we can just be mindful of, like, nobody wants to unnecessarily stress their system and say, well, you know, my system's super healthy, so I don't have to worry about that. Just feel the frequency of that, right? Where you're like actually scared, but trying to be brave. It's not the same frequency as serenity. Or for Joanna, where you're like, I'm really susceptible. This is freaking me out. Be aware of what do you actually need right now? Because the first thing you may actually need is to take 10 breaths and relax your body. Because you're not going to have awareness of what actions and choices will be protective for you until you get out of that fear response. And yes, with this nocebo effect, and we are really, really shifting collectively, humanity is shifting into a higher consciousness. We're in no longer a fear-based consciousness, but for so many on the planet right now, they're still residing in that fear-based consciousness. What's the fear-based consciousness? The fear-based consciousness is, I'm not okay, I gotta fight disease, I gotta fight, you know, this virus, I gotta make sure I'm okay, I've gotta control it, I can't let go and surrender. That's a fear response. But if we remember from unity, I am always provided for, the universe has my back, I can relax my body and trust what I know. This does not mean inaction. Like, well, I believe in God, so I'm just gonna do nothing. Like, that is not the same thing. When we do this and we come into this higher frequency, we have more access to our awareness, not less. We are more capable of making wise choices, not less. So it's really important to make that distinction. Because there's been such a fear-based consciousness, you know, the media obviously is gonna get more viewers when there's more fear. Oh, you gotta make sure, here's all the things you need to know, and here's what you don't know that you think you know, and like all these fear tactics to capture your attention. And if you're in a fear-based consciousness, you're gonna go, you're gonna click, you're gonna watch that video, you're gonna watch that channel, you're gonna tune in. Because just make sure, what am I missing? You're tuning into your fear frequency. It isn't necessary, and it isn't helpful. And this isn't only done relative to our health. Like, it's done relative to business. Like, if you're building an internet business, here's the three biggest mistakes people make and how you can make sure you avoid them. And you're like, whoa, what do I not know? I got to make sure. You know, there's so many fear tactics. And it kind of like, it's a short term, might be a short term like fix, but it's not actually a long-term game. So if you've been in that, which probably all of us have to some degree, been in the fear frequency, and now you're emerging into harmony and unity consciousness, which is a love frequency, your body will change. You will hands down have more resilience. We have seen this medically. Your relationships will change because now you're connecting with others through compassion instead of separation and victimhood and fear. And everything changes in your relationship when you do that. Your money, your relationship with money will change because for everyone I've worked with privately or in my groups, I've seen them emerge from that fear consciousness with money where it's like, I gotta make sure I hold on to it. I gotta make sure nobody takes it away from me. I gotta make sure I work really, really hard so I can get what I need. And emerging into harmony where money is fluid. I effortlessly receive and I allow money to flow through my life. So it's not just in our health, it's in every aspect of our lives that we're emerging from fear into love. And the journey, you know, this is why I'm doing the work I'm doing. That journey can be a little tumultuous because we're still in the mind. So the nocebo effect is when the body is actually physically responding to that, creating and manufacturing stress chemicals and chemicals that impair your health so you're not in that resilience and your body is susceptible to illness, to bacteria, and to viruses. And when you contract a virus, you get really sick as opposed to contracting a virus and you barely even notice it and it moves through and clears. So the host factors, as I said in the beginning of this broadcast, are way, way more essential than the actual virus factors, meaning the what's going on in your body and it's your mind-body system and your consciousness and your physical body is way more of a factor that will determine your health. Julie, yes, so that nocebo effect, you know, are we going to continue to be in a fear-based frequency or are we going to make a new choice? And this epidemic, this outbreak is one of the sort of like tests that are going to give us the opportunity to do that, which is why I'm creating this broadcast. So let's look at how do we align with serenity so that we stay in health and wellness. And bump out of the fear frequency, which we know is just going to make us more sick. Helen, Margaret, Katrin. I always feel better and more calm after watching your videos on YouTube and the live videos here on Facebook. Thank you. Sarah says, I'm becoming more aware and allowing myself to feel the emotions that are coming up, like fear and hopelessness. And this is an important point. Thank you for bringing this up, Sarah. It's not the fear that's toxic. It's not the anger or other emotions that are toxic. It's suppressing them so that we're chronically holding that energy. This energy is meant to be moved. Energy, the emotions are energy. It's meant to move through. So we feel the emotion and it moves through. Now we have a different experience. But what happens is we are suppressing. We don't want to feel that. We don't want to feel powerless. So we get angry to cover up the powerless, or we get angry to cover up the fear or grief that we've suppressed. And we're like not willing to go there. Or maybe something happened in the past and you didn't have the capacity to deal with it at the time. And so you suppressed it, but like you've never come back to complete that. And so you have this chronic state of depression or anger or fatigue or whatever's going on because that energy is always affecting your body in every second. Even if you don't feel it. I don't feel that anger, or I've been feeling anger my whole life. I'm not suppressing it. Yeah, if it hasn't moved, it's because it's being suppressed, period, the end. So, and on a lot of this, like videos I've shared for free on YouTube, like we're talking about that or giving you tools to help release those emotional energies and be in more resilience. I do have a program where I work with people live called Embracing Health, where we transmute these energies that are mostly all unconscious so that you access the resilience and the vitality that you have in your body. So drkimd.com is my website for anyone who wants to go and check those things out. But she's saying, however, I feel like using the tools you talk about in your programs, I haven't sensed anything shifting for me, almost like the energy's not moving. Perhaps that's an emotion in itself. I feel blocked for so long trying to work on that, but it comes up bit by bit. Any suggestions on how to approach that? Yes, the most powerful way, which is why my live program is called Embracing Health, not go get your health back or, you know, fight disease. To embrace the experience you're having as it is exactly right now. So if you're using a tool that I've shared or someone else has shared to get rid of it, what you resist persists. We are first and foremost vibration. What you resist persists. You're actually feeding it, and that is causing the suppression. So any of these tools, even if it's just a simple one like what I'm going to share today, use it as a way to meet these energies more fully. Use it as a way to presence yourself, to bring love and harmony to those spaces, not change them, not fix them, not make them go away. Which is a simple way of saying something that's actually really profound. And it can be a lifelong journey of moving more and more into that resilience, of embracing what is as it is, instead of fighting it or fixing it. And 90% of the health and wellness programs I've seen out there, or experts I've seen out there, are in that sort of second tier of fight the disease, overcome the thing, manifest something different, get out of debt, get out of illness, get out of, you know, whatever the bad thing is. It's about escape. And it is, in the short term, it can be beneficial, but it is only going to take you so far. And in the long term, it's simply not ever going to be a benefit, period, end. It's just not, because you can't escape yourself. So for those willing to go deeper, and like, you have to be ready, because if you haven't kind of already gone down that road and seen it's a dead end, your mind's going to keep bringing you back there. Like, well, what if I can maybe do it this way? Maybe I just didn't do it right. Because we want so much to avoid the present moment. We want to avoid our pain and avoid our grief and avoid maybe some powerlessness that's still lurking. We want to avoid it. And the reality is, there's no avoiding yourself. To come into wholeness, which has been medically shown to create physical robustness, endocrine system alignment, so that even your hormones, all of your immune system, everything is functioning at peak, is to come into this space of harmony with yourself, that wholeness. So there's no shortcut. So that would be what I would suggest. And let's go into the tool now. Johnny says, joy above fear. Courtney says, I saw your video on this topic in YouTube today. Amazing. Scylla's ideas are perfectly aligned with what you're saying regarding there's good research that actually supports how releasing stress and fear for health and maintaining immune system function. There's such a rush of what do I do and what should I take? It's a total paradigm of frenzy and fear. And I'm seeing right now, like, there's so many people moving beyond that. Just the fact that we're having this broadcast on this topic, there are people who are ready to hear this message like never before. All right, so the first piece, and this is really to have the clarity of what's actually required. Like, should I not go to that event? Should I hunker down in my home? Should I buy 10 bags of rice and like get stocked up? You can access unthinkable awareness that goes beyond what your mind can know right now when you connect with the space of the heart. So the first step is to first access serenity. Take a deep breath, let your eyes closed, and let your body relax to whatever degree you're able. Just let your shoulders relax and feel your breath coming through your body. This alone sends a different signal to your entire nervous system, immune system, endocrine system, your brain. So for some people who are more practiced with this, you may feel the shift immediately. And for some who are really not, you may feel like, I can't relax, I can't, I'm doing it wrong, nothing's happening. And that's absolutely fine. Just take a breath anyway. Relax your body and then feel into the space of, I'm going to call it serenity. You could call it love, joy, ease, well-being. And I'm not saying find it or like bring it up and conjure it, because if you're in fear, it may not be so accessible. So you may just have a 2% relaxation in your shoulders. Bring your attention to that. That is enough. What you focus on expands. Or even the idea of a 2% relaxation in your body. So breathe into that and just align. Feel the space of your heart. You can put your hands on your heart. Bring your breath into this area around the heart. And notice the sensations in this chest area. Relax your pelvis, relax your hips. Feel your physical body sitting on the chair or wherever you're sitting, and then just breathe into the heart. And it's like knocking on the door like, oh, hey, how are you? I'm here, bringing your attention to this area of the body. And And then the second piece is to just let that expand, let that choice of relaxation and allowing, the choice of noticing ease, well-being, serenity, inviting serenity, let that expand. So take like 3 to 5 breaths and see it expand beyond your body, so that your body, you're inviting your whole body cellularly to come into the space, to absorb it like a sponge. So it's like if you had a rain bath of this serenity and your body's like a sponge, you're like, hey, cells, take this in, let this in. And you might need to take even 5 to 10 breaths just to let the fear dissipate even more fully. Fear creates a contraction energetically and physically, so the cells cannot take in new information. That's why you can't see the possibilities that may be right there until you come into a new state. So just breathe and relax. Let that serenity expand beyond you. And I sort of like to think of it like I'm inviting my cells to just drink it in. All you need to do that is just relax and witness, bring your attention to that space of serenity. Just a few breaths. So now the third piece is we're looking at either the thought we're holding, like I'm not okay, or an idea like, oh my God, I need to make sure I do something, I gotta learn more, and we're just getting curious. So the question is this in my highest good? Whether it's a choice to cancel a trip, or it's a choice to take a trip, or it's a choice to, you know, take a new action, set your alarm on your phone to wash your hands regularly, like some of these things are driven by fear. And there may be some choices coming in that are driven by awareness that could really nurture you. Like, let me just eat lots of extra broccoli. It will make me feel better. Or let me just stop watching the news for the next 2 days and just presence myself more fully. Who knows? Is this aligned for me? Is this for my highest good? Now, we can't know that until we've connected with serenity. We've connected with that higher good. We've connected with the heart. We've connected with a higher frequency. But you'll feel immediately the discord between where you are in the first 2 steps of aligning with serenity and expanding it, and then that third step of considering a thought, an idea, a belief, or a choice. Is this belief true? Right? My cousin called and said, oh, you got to make sure, you know, and your kids, they're going to get sick if you don't. Da, 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 da. And you're like, let me just come back to serenity, take some breaths. Is this true for me? And you'll know immediately, like, whoa, no, 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 no. Let's like, thank you very much, but I'm going to just put that over there. And I'm going to honor my awareness. Is this true for me? So whether it's a thought and a belief, or it's an action or a habit you're doing, or it's a choice that's coming up, you can use this 3-step process. And the most important is the first part, to actually let your cells drink in that higher frequency. Because until you align with that, you cannot know what your wisdom has, what this area in your body is registering, what it has for you. The voice of fear is very different from the voice of your guidance. Helen says, feeling the frequency is important. Is it bringing calm or anxiety? Yes. Oh yeah. Feel the frequency of that choice. You know, I'm gonna go out and buy a bunch of kale and saute it and feed it to my whole family. Is that actually love or fear? It's night and day, but if you're not aware, they can be confusing. You can confuse them. Yeah, I gotta do this. This is the right thing. I know it. And not actually see that it's frenzy. So you got to get still first. Like my mentor, Sylvie Olivier, says, you have to slow down enough to feel and perceive the frequency of your heart. Liam says, I'm growing more and more aware of how much fear is controlling me. That awareness is good. Yes, well put. Because what happens sometimes is we get awareness and then we just use it to fuel the fear. Whoa, oh my God, fear is controlling me. No, this is bad. But awareness is always good. It's always beneficial. So meet it. Helen says, I've been changing my lifestyle and a way of thinking. More meditation, prayer, and mindful living. Beautiful. Stuart says, my biggest concern is that I'll not be able to get my thyroid medications since I no longer have a thyroid due to thyroid cancer and disruption in manufacturing and distribution. Good. So instead of coming from fear, do this serenity presencing exercise and ask, what's possible here? What will be most beneficial for me? Referent to all of the above and specifically my thyroid as well. Because you may get awareness like, Stuart, you're good. Sit tight and wait for further instructions. Or you may get like, why don't you just call the pharmacist and ask for a second refill so you get a double order. Like there could be something really simple, but you will not access it when you're in fear. It's the craziest thing how simple the thought or the inspiration can be. Like, why don't I just do this? And then accessing it is a whole other thing. So this is a different conversation, but because we are electromagnetic, that shift in our frequency, in our chemistry, in our own electromagnetic field actually creates a shift in our world, a shift in other people, a shift in what's available. So they might just call you and say, hey, I have blah, blah, blah for you. You want to pick it up? Like something can be easy, or someone comes and says, hey, you want me to get this for you? I've had it happen for me so many times when I've been stressed and, oh, but I got to do this and I got to do that. I got to make sure my kids won't be able to eat and I have to do this. And it was like, Kim, be anxious for nothing. What else is possible here? And so I have to first align with serenity to access that, to invite that. And inevitably, like someone calls and cancels and my day opens up, or my husband calls and says, hey, I made us dinner. You know, everything's set. Why don't you just come home? And I'm like, that magically appeared. Things will come in because I've opened to allow it. So sometimes what we need to allow is just clarity. Johnny says, my dad died last week. I've been needing a message like this for a few weeks. So thank you for that. Oh, sweet love. Yeah, honor your grief or whatever is coming up through this process, and you'll feel more connection with him. Emery says, a few weeks back, I had a lot of emotions, mostly extreme anger, kind of out of the blue. I've been working on breathing techniques and just trying to feel into myself, but this just popped up all of a sudden. I've never been quite like that before. Well, this is a different topic as well, but because the frequency of the planet is accelerating so quickly right now, we've had a lot of things happening cosmically, and with the solar radiation and the frequencies hitting the planet, it's actually creating, you know, we've been in this kind of like gradual awakening, but now it's like a stair step experience where it's like really intense days where we're being hit with a lot of high frequency energy. It's all to integrate love and unity and wholeness, but it will bring up all those residues of fear and grief, etc., that are ready to move out. And it can bring them up really suddenly and out of the blue. And then you're like, no. And if you're still hanging on to fear consciousness, you'll perceive that in fear as well. But if you're like connecting with serenity, like I've shared a little here, you'll actually see like, whoa, this is old energy moving through. It's okay for me to make space for this. I'm expanding and allow it to move through. And this is kind of a long post, so I'm going to just paraphrase. A worried thought crossed my mind about what if I got it in my situation. Can you give me any insight? Well, we all have like a situation, and the mind will make that be wicked. Like I've had, like you're saying, I got pneumonia, I got this, I got that. In my situation, what if I got coronavirus? And so anyone can do that, because I'm telling you, like the mind's crazy how it will make my situation be like dire. And it's different. No one else, you know, is dealing with this. Like I've got kids, or I've got to work, or if I don't work, you know, we'll all starve. It can blow it up. So just come back to serenity and just ask what's required here. What are the best actions I can take to remain in well-being, health, wholeness, and expand that to others around me? I'm not sure if I should be concerned, if I should keep doing the breathing and try to go back to that anger. Well, if the breathing is assisting things and moving through fluidly, yes. I mean, we got to breathe, so there's really no option there. But breathing mindfully, like you're talking about, is always going to be a way to nurture yourself through these energies. I could say, hey, take it easy and don't do too much at once. But the reality is we are so accelerated right now, like you're going to move through this birth canal. You can't slow it down. So nurture yourself through and know I'm moving into my expansion. This is a beautiful process happening. Fear will tell you the opposite. This can't be good. I feel like I'm dying. It doesn't make sense. But the more you come into this space of the heart, just like I shared here in the tool, it will dissolve more and more the space of the mind. Sweet girl. Lily says, what you focus on expands and what you resist persists. How do you focus without resisting? You don't even need to focus without resisting because the mind's going to still be playing the records. But if you just come and bring some more of your awareness into serenity by relaxing your body, breathe more fully, and the records are still playing, but you're doing this to bring more of your focus and attention into stillness or love or peace, or whatever you want to call it, it will be enough. Heather says, my husband and I have decided to put our thoughts into getting a fun stash in case we have to stay home. Yeah, if that's fun for you, make a game out of it. It isn't even necessarily necessary. And you might tune into like, if it's no longer fun, is this really necessary? But if it's light and fun, yes. Helen says, following the media and all the hype causes so much anxiety. Well, the information they're giving us can often come through the fear channel. Doesn't mean that there's not some information there that we can like take. Okay, some stuff going on. Let me be aware and take care of myself. Like we're making plans for the summer. And, you know, I'm not going to buy our plane tickets right now because who knows if we'll even be going out east and doing those trips, or we'll be here. I don't know, but there's no urgency for me. I can give it, you know, a moment to kind of see what transpires. But if you're in fear, it feels very different. So yes, balance and coming back into awareness is the key. Lena, I've realized one of my biggest fears has been the best years are behind me and all the fear with that. And I'm not even 30. Yeah, are you ready to change that? Because when you become more aware, you're going to feel how contracted and how much tension and pain it causes and how much limitation it causes when you hold that belief. So you may be willing to reconsider when you witness that, when you really get clear of like, this is pretty toxic and this is totally limiting my expansion. What if all the best years are yet to come? What if I get better and better as I move forward in life? What if I become more fluid and resilient and healthy and vital as I move forward in my life? I've chosen that and it's been amazing. It's been incredible. And I do hear people say that when I've worked with people privately or in the Embracing Health program. Well, I mean, I'm getting older, so I got to work harder and harder at it. And it's a foregone conclusion. And I'm like, wait a minute, wait, like you're on a never-ending hamster wheel that's just speeding up? What kind of life is that? You have to be the one to open more fully before anything can shift in your life, before anything different can show up. So if you're willing to be that generous with yourself and that loving with yourself, the universe is infinite. And yes, 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 you will welcome that in. But the essential component is what I've shared here. I'm connecting in this space, right? Well, there's pain, there's fear, there's grief. I breathe in, I breathe out, I relax more fully. As you relax, your body's going to release that tension and it's going to release that fear and you're going to feel it more. And fear will tell you, this is bad. I'm doing it wrong. I shouldn't do this. I'm not capable of handling it. But if you just get curious, and I shared, I think it was last week in the Mind Body TV broadcast about entering the frequency of curiosity, using curiosity to literally bend reality and make major changes in your life. So play with that and just wonder what else is possible. All right, we see Helen says, I feel so much more positive about this. When our thoughts are rampant, kind of like the monkey brain, breathing into it is what will help, or anything else. So breathing into your heart and into your full body and into your senses and into relaxation, yes, it will dissolve that. And there's a lot more science on this, of how the electromagnetics of heart repattern the programs in the mind, repattern the neural patterns and neural pathways, the synapses of how nerve cells are hooked up together, actually changes. So you're no longer carrying those same beliefs or toxic obsessive thoughts or fears, or the same interests. Like, I gotta watch this, you know, I gotta watch the media. Like, all of a sudden you're like, meh, or not. Doesn't even occur to you. Major, major changes throughout your entire system from this electromagnetic shift in the heart. So practice with this tool. Let me know how you do. I'm at drkimd.com. The Embracing Health program is online, and that's where I work with people live. And it brings you through a year-long transmutative process of integrating new brain patterns, allowing these things to transmute and release. And it's not about fixing yourself or working hard or, gosh, so many things that people are kind of trying to approach this with. It can be so much simpler than that when we learn how to open so we receive. Our body can receive to allow a repatterning to happen. That's at drkimd.com/health. I will look through to see if other questions and comments come up to people listening, watching the replay here. And I'm sending you so much love and compassion. This is a major, major point in our in human history, where we are literally moving. We have the choice to move from fear into love, to move from the frequency and consciousness of fear and separation into the consciousness of unity and love, which isn't just an airy-fairy idea. It's actually an electromagnetic frequency. So it's a physical reality, and it does change everything in your perception, in your experience, and in your physical body. So welcome to that. Practice with this. See what gets created as you move through this transition yourself. All right, lots of love, everyone, and I'll see you soon.